I want to speak a little bit about what's called in the world Yiridas Hadoiros. I've used that excuse many times to get away with many things. For some reason, it doesn't work normally. Everybody knows a thing called Yiridas Hadoiros. I want to go through a Gemara with you, a little bit step by step. Amar Yitzchak, this is a Gemara in Sukkah. The concepts come up a few places in Shas, but this one we'll go through Sukkah Nun Beis. Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak shall Adam misgaber alav b'chol yoyin. The Yetzer of a person, the evil inclination we'll call it, of a person is misgaber on him b'chol yoyin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Laman Amid Beis, has a little bit of a different girsa. Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak shel Adam, Meschadesh, Alav B'chol Yoyim. He comes new against a person every day. Shinemar, the Pasuk in, all the way at the end of Breishis. V'yar Hashem ki rabba rasa odom ba'aretz v'chol yetzer machshavo es liboy. The Yetzer of a person's heart, rak rak kol hayoyim. All day. It's bad. Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Kol ayoyim rosoi mitoisefes. All day, the aids of a person, more and more and more. I don't know, we don't always feel that. That he's coming, every day he's miskabri, he's mischadish. So I want to walk away a little bit from, let's say, ourselves. And I want to take a look, just for a few minutes, at the world. The world. And I think that we'll see in the world where this is true, the world at large, and then maybe we could apply that to ourselves. We'll try. I'll give you an example of music. Go back, I don't know, 150, 200 years ago, go back. You wanted to like get some like goyish music, right? Yeah, so you go to this little Yankel, a 5'5" yeshiva guy, you know, and like he goes into this Polish tavern, and like he's listening to the goyish music. They're gonna push it, eat you, this little Jewish guy, like for munchies, you know, like at Mike's place while you're watching the game. You know what I mean? It's just they're gonna eat you. This little Jewish guy, like a Jewish guy, like okay. Then there was the invention of, you know, like I don't know. Maybe record players and, but like, who had one of those things? Maybe you got one. Then there was radio. Then there was Walkmans. And now everybody knows, like, you can put whatever you want in this little thing smaller than a matchbox. You can put the thousands and thousands of anything. Songs, any type of information. Everybody knows that. In the world at large, you see, things became more accessible. Let's talk about even lack of tznius. Take a look at the world at large. Everyone knows, go back, not that long. You know, Rabbi Orlovsky, I think, one time spoke out. You know, you walked out with your, what they call it, the wife beater, you know, on your shirt like that. Like you were arrested for indecent exposure. How many years ago, like in New York? I won't tell you the laws that they're trying to pass in New York now about the who has to wear a shirt, who doesn't have to wear a shirt. It's, you know. But even access to things that are immodest. Back then, not too long ago, it was it's very not, it's not nice. And now, you walk outside, the immodesty, you know, I take buses, I teach the Tachanan Merkazit in the morning, and you know, there's a maisa from the stipler. Someone one time came to the stipler, and he had two, there was two koilim. This younger man wanted to learn in one of two koilim. One koil was exactly what he wanted to learn. Exactly what he wanted to learn. But it's a little bit of a schlep. He's got to get on a bus, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get there, but it's exactly what he wants to learn, and the pay is good in the koil. And there's another koil right next to his house, not too far away. Get there quickly, not waste any time. But it's not exactly the limud. Maybe the money's not as good. And the stipler said to him, with all the, you know, it's not exactly what you want, and maybe the money's not, but take the one that's, go to the kollel that's a little closer to the house. He says, because, you know, all that traveling, you might see something not sanua maybe, and then you could lose so much of your Torah that you've learned that day, that week. It's not kedai to travel. Now we're talking about in Bnei Brak, you know, 40-something years ago. By us, the tznius level of the world, and especially, you know, with the technology, everybody knows the world itself is having difficulties. The accessibility and the lack of seriousness. Everyone knows, till you guys are too young already, but I remember who destroyed humor. I remember. You know, I was in high school, ninth grade, and there was a certain colored man that hit the big scene, and he knew how to tell a dirty joke. And ever since then, you know, comedy and entertainment, it went to a new, and the desensitivity, you know, we're not sensitized, you have no sensitivities anymore because it's out there, it's very difficult, and so what? So you say, you know, I walked into a dorm room, and they were playing, I'm not going to yell, guys, don't worry, that was last time, I'm too tired to yell tonight. Anyway, but they have a very not nice comedian, you know, but in yeshiva, big deal. All right, so I've heard it before, or this. Give me another example of Yiridus HaDoros, where the Yetzer Hara in the world. Alcohol, drugs. You know, who doesn't pop an Ambien on a plane? Really? So, you know, if Dad and your Rebbe pops an Ambien on a plane, so I'll take three with a Jack and Coke, you know? That's not funny. Anyway, I'll take the Jack without the Coke. Anyway, but you guys know me. I was born in Memphis Baptist Hospital. What do you want? Anyway. And Jamama delivered me also. Anyway. So, in the world, everybody knows the two Super Bowl teams. Gotta love that. Marijuana's legal in those states. You know? Oh, it's medicinal, Rabbi. But you have a headache? I have something for you. Anyway, it's not a joke. I won't tell you where I got it. And alcohol, I mean, who doesn't get? There's a kiddush club, and shul even, you know. Agav, you should just know, you're not Yotze Musaf. If you have more than a revius, your revius for yoyser, a little bit more. Tefillas ha-toeva, you have to daven musaf later. Agav, you should just know. It's halach and shulchan aruch, ayin shom, simon tzadi tes, I think. But the yetzer hara is meschadish or meskaber b'chol yoyim, even in the world. And the interesting thing is that it just looks normal. It mamash looks normal. And a person who like would look at it like abnormal. I mean, take this one, you know, the new law, I think, in New York, you know, two dads adopting a baby. You know, like that's like legal marriage. Oh, that's fine. So of course, like so it's just not sanua. Big deal, like a person, the Yetzer Hara has this way of watering down things. And a person has to be careful because he is mischadish and he's metoisef. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly in Rashi. There's no art school on the Rashi with the you know, I need one of those Rav Tuvia. That's what they call the shasses. I don't know. Metoisefes. I don't know exactly how to read it, but b'chol yoyim. In the world we see it's true. And the Gemara is talking specifically about us. And a person as a ben Torah, as a ben yeshiva, has to make sure that he's not gauging himself based on the world, but rather gauging himself based on Torah. On Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I want to talk about. The Gemara continues. and says, "Rak rak lo yirim." Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzur shel Adam isgaber lo b'chol yirim. Now everybody knows Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Gemara, you guys had it in Bab Metzia. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is the Baal Tshuva. The Baal Tshuva of Shas is Reish Lakish. Everybody, you guys know the story of Rabbi Yochanan. Don't have to go through it. The Gemara is in Yuma, a few places in Yuma. Reish Lakish is the one who gives the advice about how to do tshuva and the godless of tshuva, especially tshuva out of Ava. Reish Lakish is the Baal Memra of those Gemaras. I'm Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzel Shalada Miskaber Lo B'chol Yoyim, Umavakish Lam Yisoy. Now I'm going to give you a mashal. Okay, I know there's a new bacher in yeshiva. I don't know if he's here. Anyway, a new bacher in yeshiva. We're not going to give an example of him, but a different new bacher comes to yeshiva, and they show him around. And now this bacher did not know very much about the yeshiva. Hey, he didn't know. He didn't do his checking so good. He comes to yeshiva, and he meets the mashkiach, and he meets the reshiva, and he meets this rabbi. They did not introduce him to me. Can't blame them. Anyway. And they take him around yeshiva. Now, this yeshiva, I don't think, has an av bias, right? So I'm going to use the expression av bias. But anyway, the av bias finally, in the end, takes him to his dorm room. And it seemed like a really nice place. And the av bias, you know, closes the door behind and says, "I hope you're happy with what you see." And Bacher says, "Yes, very nice." He says, "And this is your bed." He starts to get like this little nervous. And he says, "I don't know if they told you, but we have a psychotic murderer here in yeshiva." Enjoy. And he leaves. Now, I mean, at least Bacher, he's like, it's like this huge room and only one bed. I don't know who that guy was, and wow, am I nervous. Now, trust me. This bacher is not going to put his guard down for a moment until he gets out of there. He's not. But if you don't know you have an enemy, Baruch Hashem, this Abayit told him that there's someone here. So obviously, now you know you have an enemy. You don't know who he is. You don't know what he looks like. You don't know what he's going to do. I mean, you basically know what he's going to do, but if you don't know there's an enemy, you're in big trouble. So the Gemara says, he's mischadis, she's misgaber alo, b'chol yom, u'mavakish la'misoy. And he wants to kill you. He wants you dead. The Eitzahara has a job. He loves his job. And he wants you finished. But if you don't know that there is an enemy, and you don't know what he's doing and what his mahalach is, then you're finished. There's a thing called a life of Torah and mitzvahs. There's a thing called Das Torah. There's a thing called Bacharta Bachayim, the Lashon of the Pasuk. In Chas V'Shalom HaHepuk, there's a thing called Bacharta B'Maves. And he doesn't want you dead yet, the Yetzirah, because then you die with a clean slate. That would be amazing. He wants a person to live a life of walking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wants. And he's mischadish b'chol yoyim, and as generations go on, it becomes less obvious what the right and the wrong is. And he wants you to choose a life, or to chas v'sham, let that life seep in a little bit. So if you know that that's what's going on, you know he wants you to be b'charta b'mavis, then you can be b'charta b'chaim, which is find out what life really is supposed to be. And Baruch Hashem, that's why Baruch Hashem, all the tzaddikim here came to a yeshiva. To become a ben Torah, to become a ben yeshiva, and to be boicher b'chaim. To be able to beat the Yetzer. This week's parsha, there's a, it's a Shem, we'll see, the Scheda Egel. The Scheda Egel. And Rabbi Orlovsky beautifully, many, many times, beautifully, you know, paints that picture. It's kedai to listen to those shmuzin. I'm not going to even attempt. But everybody knows, ki yodua, that the Yetzirah pulled a fast one. They miscalculated which day Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down. there's this like, you know, talk about mischadash lo b'chol yoyim, something new. They never saw like a movie in Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yetzer Hara like shows the deathbed, you know, the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu floating up to Shamayim. And they think it's over. And they take the gold. Aaron tells them to take the gold. And they throw it in the fire and it comes out by itself. Chazal tell us the eagle came out. That's pretty good. It seemed right. And what did they do, says the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Veshkumu, they got up early. They ate, they indulged in eating. Veshasu, they indulged in drinking. Tzachik. How's that one? Znus, Arayas, murder, Rashi brings down. They killed Chor. It seems like a lot's going on. And the Yetzer Hara ate them for lunch. Because they didn't see that there's a thing called Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah, Mitzvahs, and you do not question. And then they had this tremendous confusion. And the Yetzer Hara was winning. The Yetzer Hara was able to creep in because they lost clarity. And where does it end up? They indulge v'yoichlu v'yishtu. It's like znus and murder. Even that's okay. When you lose clarity, that becomes okay. You know, there's a thing in this yeshiva called incentives. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Do not take it wrong. Do not. Everyone knows, seriously, incentives is ridiculous. It makes no sense. You come to a yeshiva, and like, okay, what does it mean? Like, there's like this yeshiva checklist. You know what I mean? Pillow, blanket, no. It's like davening, breakfast, first aid or coffee. Then like shear, okay, then lunch. Then like rest, and then mincha, ooh. You know? It's like a pretty simple list, right? Then second seder shear after coffee. You know? Then second seder after coffee. And then second seder break with coffee. And then there's like this musr thing at 6:45. And then there's dinner with a break. And then mariv. Wow. And then night's air. Okay, you got it? Oh, I'm not sure. I got stuck somewhere in coffee. You know? And then there's a thing the yeshiva does called incentives. It's ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. And the yeshiva shtells out a lot of money for, I mean, you came to yeshiva to be a ben Torah, to be a ben yeshiva. That means like you follow yeshiva. And this is yeshiva checklist. This week's parsha, you see that my question is wrong. The Cheda Eagle was big, very big. And there was a lot of confusion, a lot. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and says, Mi Lashem Elai. What does it mean? Who wants to be close to Hashem? Who wants to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, I'm not sure. Let me think of this one. Oh, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We just from a Kabbalah Torah. I don't know. I'm not sure. What do you mean you're not sure? I want to explain to you what Chazal say about Cheda Eagle. What Chazal, the Lashon of Chazal, excuse the expression, but it's Chazal. The expression Chazal used for Cheda Eagle is a kala, that means a bride, shezinsa, that has znus, tachas achuppah. Ad l'chasana, tachas achuppah. That means that's how severe Cheda Eagle is. I mean, are you kidding? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Sheba Mitzrayim to be Avdei Hashem, gave us the Torah, and you could do Cheda Eagle? Yeah, you could. Mi Lashem Elai? Oh, I'm not sure. And Levi says me. But you know what? Levi got everything because of that. Everything. To be the ones who could do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, to be on a different level spiritually than everybody else. Why? Because Amila Hashem Elai, who wants to be with Hashem? Us. When it's hard to do what's right, because the rest of the world is confused and massively confused. And the whole world is one big, like sheker sign of what's right and what's wrong and what's okay and what's acceptable. And the opposite, they make you feel stupid sometimes. You leech that you sit and learn in yeshiva, you're wasting your time, like the Gemara in Shabbos, am paziza. What are you investing in a Kaddish Baruch Hu? What a waste of time. You're getting lost in learning. You give off a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is that a person is able to learn. Well, are you joking? And you're shomer your einayim, and you're shomer bris, and you don't say lashon hara. Are you normal? And the whole world, with alcohol and with just nivel peh, and are you normal? And you could get confused. And Mila Hashem Elai, a person comes to yeshiva, and he finds out what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You zorich to everything. Everything. Because when you go against the tide, when you go upstream, which is the Mida of Klal Yisrael, Ki Yadua, the Gemara brings one side, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, kosher fish, fins and scales, go upstream. So one side in the Gemara over there. When you go keneged the rest of the world, when you find out what is the Meskaber Alov and what is the Rotzel HaMisoy, and you know who your enemy is and you work on that to make yourself into a Ben Torah, to do Rotzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizrech Adem. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Mevakesh HaMisoy, Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ozeloi. But if it won't be, if it's not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, Einol Yocheloi, do not underestimate this Yetzer Hara. V'haraya, look at the entire world. Look at the Yeridus HaDoros and see what is going on. There's a thing called Milchemes HaYetzer. You ever heard that expression? There's a war that's supposed to be going on. Do you see any war out there? No? You guys don't know this. Baruch Hashem, you're here. You know, there are certain things that got a lot worse since you came to Eretz Yisrael. I happen to teach in a place in the morning where I get fed all this information. But it's beyond where it was. It's like way beyond. And older people, their parents and grandparents, they don't even chav, because they have to ask the teenagers what's going on out there. And it's despicable. It is absolutely insane what's going on in the world. Insane. And that's why it keeps getting worse and worse, and it will keep getting worse. Nafu b'lo Yosef, kum b'sulis Yisrael, Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. Nafu b'lo Yosef, it will fall, and it will fall so much, b'lo Yosef, it will not be able to fall more, kum b'sulis Yisrael, that Mashiach's got to come. It's going to fall so bad, that Mashiach's got to come. And that's Yeridus HaDoros. And Elmole Hashem Oizroi E'ef Shaloi. And how do you get Hashem to help you? Simple. Just show him that you're interested. Mila Hashem Elai. I want to go against everybody else. The Gemara says, and you, Milamed Tes, the concept comes up other places. I want to just quote this one. Viskadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. Person, Adam mekadosh atzmo ma'at. You mekadosh yourself a little bit. Mekadoshim Yisai harbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mekadosh you harbi. El Mole Hashem Oizroi, if Hashem wouldn't help you, Yavshalom. See, anyway, anything you're going to do, you're not really doing it, are you? You're not. Your mom is not. Because El Mole Hashem Oizroi, Yavshalom. Unless Hashem would help you. You know, the muscle I always remember hearing from my Rebbe, it's like, you know, this big, huge, like, monster lion creature, you know? Remember that? Anyway, this monster lion thing is coming. And this little kid goes, I don't care. And goes, and the thing goes, now meanwhile, somebody behind that shotgun blew the guy's head off, right? So this little kid thinks he went, you know, I'll kill you. That's what's going on. I mean, you have a Yetzer Hara that's eating the entire world in every way. You read a Yetzer Hara, it's crazy. Don't find out. Anyway, it's crazy. And what? And here I am. Yeah, I'm gonna learn some Musar. I'm gonna learn some Torah. Yeah, I'm gonna daven. You're joking. I'm so much bigger than the whole world. Are you nuts? The answer is yeah. Because if you're mekadosh yourself ma'at, mekadoshim yourself harbe min hashamayim. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem gave you a chelik melakam imal. You are attached to Kizei HaKavod, and He wants to see, are you going to invest in that? Are you going to cash in, baby? Are you going to do that? Are you going to plug in? Yeah? You going to plug in? Yeah, of course. That's why you're in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. You're zoicha. Chai Yisrael zoicha. Niskad Hashem v'yisim kedoshim. It could be, that's one of the pshatim, Echa b'tzar, we spoke out a long time ago. Echa b'tzar, yois me'meya shelo b'tzar. One hour of learning, when it's difficult, is more than yois me'meya shelo b'tzar. Because when it's tough, and Yeshua Hashem, I want it, Hashem sees your mekadosh ma'at. Kedusha means to separate. Mesiras nefesh also means to separate from your ritzainus. If you show Hashem, even ma'at, when it's hard, that mesiras nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh you harbe, and you get the schus for that. In Shulchan Aruch, this will end. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, Sif Dalet, Toiv ma'at tachanunim bekavona meharbes below kavona. Everybody knows about the skipping around and davening, but anyway, if a person, it's hard, my mouth happens not to work so quick. It doesn't work that fast. When I read, it doesn't go. So unless I come really, really, really early to davening, which Schatani Maskira Yoim, you know, it's not so easy. Sometimes my Yetzer Hara gets me too. But to say everything slowly, b'ne'imus and mamish, it's not so easy. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Toiv ma'at tachanunim bekavana meharbi below kavana." Says the Mishnah Berurah. Be'etzim, that's a Mishnah. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamet u'belvad shichav en libo b'shamayim. That's a Mishnah by Karbonos, by a poor person as opposed to a wealthy person, the carbon that they would bring. It's a Mishnah. It's by Tfila, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein le'inyan Talmud Torah. So too by Torah. Some people, you know, they have a head that can mamish, you know, oimik behavana, and oimik behavana, and bekiyus, and oimik behavana, and mamish. And other people not. But echad amarba, the echad amamit, whether it's a lot or it's a little, ubelvad shichav en libo l'shamayim. Hashem just needs to see that your heart is there. Rachmana liba boy, Hashem wants your heart. Do I want to be in yeshiva, to be a ben Torah? Do I want to be a person who gets his head on straight for all of life, whatever a person will do in life? Wherever I go, whatever I do, that I am not going to get killed by the Yetzer. I'm going to have a milchemes hayetzer my entire life, and I will ask Hashem, please help me, and I will win. That's all Hashem wants. He wants to see you work, and then He's mekadosh you harbe min hashamayim. We have 5 weeks exactly till Purim. I don't know if you guys know that. It's 35 days, if I count correctly, from now. 5 weeks till Purim. Okay, it's true, it's a little bit less because everybody knows Motzi Tainus Esther. That's one day of drinking, and then Friday, that's two, and then Friday night, three, and Shabbos day, four, Motzi Shabbos, five. Sunday, six, Sunday night, seven, Monday morning, eight, Monday night, Anyway, all we got is 30 seconds left, but anyway, 30 seconds over, sorry. All we have is about 35 days. And every single person knows within themselves what they could work on in terms of the things that we've been discussing, what they should work on. And I have this rule that there's no such thing when you only have about a month left, 4 or 5 weeks, I have a rule. When perm is at the end, there's no such thing as burnout. It's impossible. No matter how hard you're going to work, no matter what you're going to take on, you cannot burn out. Because you have the bottle afterwards. You know what I mean? It's not shaykh to burn out. You can't. Now, obviously, you can't do things stupid, obviously. You have to speak to your abayim, speak to avreichim that, you know. Everybody understands what I mean. If a person will show Hashem, I am not gauging myself based on the world, but rather I'm going to try and be the best me, Echad Amar Ba'Echad Amamet, the best me of a Ben Torah, of a Ben Yeshiva that I can be, and do things, and me and Hashem Eli, because I want to be close to you, Hashem, and I don't care what the rest of the world is all about. Then it's unbelievable. The Siyaita Dishmaya, the Viskadashim, the Yisim Kedoshim. You makadish yourself ma'at, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he'll open for you. And when you can open that first bottle on Purim, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you such Siyaita Dishmaya, your Purim's a different world, and you're a different person. We should all have Siyaita Dishmaya.